All right. What's good, world? Yes.
What's up, world?
All right. Who am I? I am Fly. I am Sky. The beach shores are no longer just beaches. It's like we're monsooning and shit. That don't even rhyme, but we're in the Wild Wild West. And so we're still alive and not floating and shit. And we're blessed. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sylves. VA all day, two up, two down. Chilling in, yeah, like Sky said, half sunny, half rainy Los Angeles right now. What a day.
Seattle. Monsoon. But who are we? We are Shea Butter FC podcast, featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
In this episode, we're going to, I don't know, acknowledge whatever that was the U.S. Women's National Team announcement, fly through NWSL game results, and particularly talk about our teams, and then I guess us going to the Angel City cover. Got a little brief Shea Butter double dutch, and then
I didn't know about this, but sure.
You don't have to. You'll see what I'm doing in a second. Okay. And then we're gonna hit some riffs and rant some raves. We will get y'all superlatives later because it's been
The season started. So now
the season started. Yeah, we will get y'all that stuff. But yeah, let's get into it. All right. So the national team, they're playing Ireland. What, in a couple weeks? Next week?
This weekend is the last slate of games before international break, so they go to camp right after those games.
All right, so the national team made an announcement of a roster. And it's been the same for the most part. You had people back, Tierna Davidson, Casey Kruger.
That was actually quite a surprise. I didn't think he'd call her in.
But yeah, we called her in. But then who? Out of the blue.
Also, Kelly O'Hara returned.
Oh, yeah, Kelly O'Hara.
Dun-dun-dun.
Julie Ertz.
Hasn't played since July 2021. Julie Ertz.
Julie Ertz appeared.
Unattached FC.
Unattached for now. She appeared out the blue and is on the roster.
And shocked the hell out of everybody.
Shocked the hell out of everybody. And I wasn't surprised. I know people have been like, she might not again. But I was like, we'll see. It depends. The greats. Captain America, the woman version, may appear watching a struggle like crazy if she's healthy. But yeah, I'm assuming she must be in super shape, allegedly, according to Blackout. All that to say, it was interesting.
She's in shape. I don't know what the plan looks like on the pitch.
Right. It's interesting, though, because her appearance and then, you know, other people are hurt, injured, whatever. And then the leaving off of like a Midge Purse is like, what are we doing?
As a Midge Purse, or if you're Sam Coffey, right? Like, right. You pretty much saw that and you're like, yeah, I'm never going to get my spot. The words that were said were, everybody's in competition. That's what was said.
Allegedly.
I'm not quite sure how that works with one camp left.
Right.
Right, like I'm not sure at this point if somebody's in better form that they're gonna go. Now, obviously, the pool is pretty much people who've been called up over the past year, except for Julie Ertz. There's no consistency there.
Yeah, and then it's also interesting. Like,
I see you snuck this U shirt on, by the way.
University of Miami.
Basketball.
Music engineering. No. Well, I didn't even think about that. The basketball school as University of Miami, because football ain't doing shit. Yeah, I have a master's degree from there. Mm. But anywho, focus. But
I'm focused.
But what I was gonna say is the I find it interesting that we're saying there's competition, but you got two people who made the roster where one, she's been hurt, got cooked up in LA.
Mm-hmm.
That she got hurt allegedly, but got taken out the game because she got cooked up so bad. She made the roster. Clearly is not back normal form. Mm-hmm. Another one got cooked. And we're going to talk about that person getting cooked later. That effectively, her struggles caused her team to lose. Got called up. You got other people who have been missing, been looking terrible in form. They look worse at the beginning of this season than they looked all of 2022. But we're not bringing in people who have been balling. Like, what does Mia Fishel have to do as she's hit every kind of goal that you ever want? And she also can take PKs. Like,
she didn't. And after today, that matters.
Like, I mean, what does it take? Like, literally, people are balling out of control, can't make the roster. You got clear struggles. You got a person on one leg. You got a person who on one leg and didn't make a PK today. Well, I guess we'll talk about that later. But you got a whole bunch of stuff going on where it's just like you're saying there's competition. You're saying that there is, you know, we're trying to get better. League play matters. Bitch Purse literally served up an assist and kicked a PK and was balling with her teammate Lynn Williams and didn't get caught in. Like, we making up shit. So,
I was gonna say,
I'm just at a point where I just generally don't give a fuck no more. Where I'm like, y'all are sitting here like changing up what the qualifications are, and then playing terrible disjointed soccer. I'm not trying to watch that shit. I'm gonna be asleep and going to bed my normal hours during the World Cup. I ain't be stressed out about y'all. Cause this is foolishness. Cause it's clear we're gonna do illogical shit like we did before the Olympics, and this is clearly gonna be the pattern of Blacko and crew. So we just about to be here just sitting. Because even when and talk about Kristen Press Talbot-Heath and Katerina Macario, he claimed that they're gonna have to play significant minutes in club play to even be considered to be able to compete, which it is now about to be April. What, so all of May they're gonna have to ball out of control to maybe get a hope to be thought of? So you for real gonna not take them three potentially who you really need in your system to work for real at minimal cap, and then you gonna sit here and just be comfortable? Like, I'm not about to watch that nonsense. But go ahead.
Okay. I think for me, one of my goal, inshallah, if somebody wants to sponsor us, is me in Australia, not New Zealand. One, because there's plenty of people to cover the women's national team. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to add my voice to the choir there, so to speak. And two, we cover Black players, and there's a much Blacker group than ours that I would like mm-hmm. to cover. Okay. I think for me, the frustration has been, and sort of, you touched on this, and it's been over a year. Like, what's the actual plan for the future here? Right, I understand that we have to win, or we're trying to win a World Cup. I get it. But not calling people up with any consistency, or calling them up and not ever letting them play like a Savannah DeMelo, or calling Sam Coffey in, sitting her on the bench. Calling Lindsey Horan in for one game and then flying in Carson Pickett, like, to Europe to play in the second game. Like, or I don't remember what game that was. We called Carson Pickett in for a game. And she had to hop on a plane and go over. And she wasn't the reason we lost that game to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a plan B. And I'm saying that not only because clearly we've needed to switch some things out, but we're assuming everybody he calls in is going to be healthy.
Right.
There's a lot of football being played, and yes, the league has made it so that league games are on the weekends, yada, yada, yada. That it takes 1 second. Like, what I can almost guarantee you is the 23 people he thinks are going to be on that roster, not everybody's going to be healthy. That's just mm-hmm. reality. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. And so, like, we just saw Katie McCabe go down this weekend. Now, I don't know how long that injury is going to be, but, like, it's not guaranteed, right? You just had Sabrina Beckman say, I know y'all want Beth Mead to play. She's not playing. Like, we're not going to risk her career to try to get her back to the World Cup. Serena Vegan can also say that because England is loaded. She ain't got to rush her back. They can lose a superstar and be fine. They can lose a couple and probably still be fine. Mm-hmm. We don't have that luxury. Like, we have made it so that our goals come from one person at a time. It literally went from Rapinoe to Press to Macario to Smith to Swanson. Like, that's how it's been. We don't have answers. That midfield has looked the same since 2020-21.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, yeah, you can bring back Julie Ertz. Even if we get 2019 Julie Ertz, the rest of them teams ain't 2019 teams.
That part.
I'm, like, great, great to Julie Ertz. Lena Obrador's better. Kira Walsh is better. Like, right now, today. I don't care how hard Julie Ertz goes in the paint. And it's not to say that the U.S. doesn't need her, but that's not the magic fix anymore. It's not enough anymore. And you still don't have Sam Ewis.
Oof, Lord.
And Sam Ewis ain't walking through that door. Sam Ewis is barely walking. So, what, like, and a lot of this feels like based off a form from, like, 2021 at this point.
Yeah, like, it's not current form.
I'm just like, that's not sufficient anymore. Like, it's the answer seems to be everything but coach. You supposed to coach.
Right.
Like, that's your job.
Like, you're
supposed to coach up dogs. Like, this supposed to be, we supposed to have a team full of dogs now.
Right. Like, you legit could coach. You can take who the hell you want to. Just coach. Like, actually put a system that works.
What is the tactical shift? What are your plans B and C? It's a tournament. It's a tournament.
You gonna have Julie Ertz play every game?
And we don't know what she's gonna look like. And, oh, by the way, she's gotta find a team. She doesn't have a team yet. And then she has to play. And depending on what team she goes to, somebody gonna be in that sixth spot.
Yeah.
And they're gonna feel away.
Right, because she's gotta play.
And what if it's a six that ain't from the United States? What the fuck do they care if Julie Ertz plays? That's not their business. They're here to make money. You gonna tell a pro to sit down because Julie Ertz gotta play on the national team. You're not gonna make her earn that spot on the pro team. You're just gonna give it to her. So she ain't got to compete on her pro team, but she got to compete for the national team?
Yeah, it don't. It's not.
And you try, like, you also sat there in February and said, Julie Ertz ain't playing. So I also don't know what to believe. Like, there's no transparency.
Yeah.
There's none. And there's no consistency. And for some people, it's absolutely about club form. And for other people, it's about Blacko likes you.
Yeah, really.
Because you don't talk back or you're a soldier or whatever it is. I don't know that man's life.
Yeah.
I know more than y'all do, but I don't know that man's life.
Yeah, but it's like you're literally watching people have terrible form. Look terrible.
Or even if they're in good form, it ain't good enough.
Yeah.
Bruh, do you see what Lauren James out here doing?
Yeah, Lauren James cooked up your captain. Jesus Christ. All game.
Like, bruh, England, Australia, France just got Herve Renard. They have a competent coach. They have a more than competent coach. I don't even know what Spain's bringing, but that could probably hang with us. It don't really seem to matter with that one.
Tell us it's going, man. We gonna be in some shit.
Germany is Germany. If Norway can ever figure it out, it's Norway. If Brazil can defend, Brazil's coming for us. If Japan can start scoring, we're all screwed. Like, I understand that people get tired of the refrain, the rest of the world is catching up. The rest of the world ain't caught up. The rest of the world caught us.
It ain't here. Now you need a coach.
Just like coach. We told y'all, Black players aren't coming. They're here. And we were right. Thanks. This weekend proved that. Same thing. The rest of the world ain't catching up. They caught up.
And the other thing is, like, you gotta, like, you have to coach. And then you gotta recognize that, like, whatever you're doing, you can't do the same thing. You literally keep rolling out the same tactics and going, doing different ways. That literally, there's probably a whole movie reel of how to dismantle your system and attack each of the people you could possibly start.
Yeah. We can see what these friendlies look like. Also, bringing Ireland without talking to the players that are national team, when some of them had personal issues with the current head coach of Ireland, is a choice.
Well, I mean, the U.S. Federation.
So that Yates report is just a coaster? Like, what are we doing?
You're talking about actual.
So y'all didn't mean none of that.
You know that.
I'm talking to Cindy Parlow-Cohn and crew right now. Like, looked at that report. Y'all looked at that NWSL report. You saw Vera's name and you were like, not even going to ask the player. When we know there are players who just got called up who absolutely had, who were probably the players that named her, if you want me to be honest with you. Like, just that alone. So when you say you're changing, what does that mean?
In theory.
When you say you care about the players, what does that actually mean?
Hypotheticals.
And then you want them to fly halfway around the world to the next day to defend the shield and them ugly kids. Like, y'all gotta be serious. Like, you all have to be serious. And when this doesn't go well, you're just gonna throw the players under the bus. And I can tell you exactly which players you're gonna throw under the bus first. They look more like me than they do you.
Yeah.
So I'm cool. Whatever. I'ma love the players that I love down. It is what it is. I would also be perfectly comfortable with some players being removed from this narrative for their peace of mind. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I am like,
I don't even understand. Like, you're gonna beat the shit out of Ireland. You're not gonna learn nothing, really.
Well, I actually think the Ireland team is decent. I don't think it's gonna be a cakewalk, but like,
yeah, but for solving issues, they'll probably get away with the things that they did. If they don't, it's even gonna be more egregious. But it's like, you're doing stuff with the same people, doing the same thing, and the same tactics. Honestly, Ireland might beat your ass because they using the same, you using the same film. Just add, like, more to the film to pick apart.
Like, yes, we're psychopaths, but you gotta be good at the football.
Right. We're doing,
like,
the same.
Like, this World Cup's gonna be won by the football.
Yeah, y'all are doing the same thing.
I'm gonna tell you plain. Folks ain't scared of us no more.
Yeah, they're not at all.
Could we win? Sure. We have the talent. Sure. We can win. I would take the field. I would take the field right now. And I know who we have on our team. And I'm still saying to you, I would take the field. So I'll be in Australia. Y'all can do what y'all want to do.
Yeah, it's gonna
be Brazil. That Brazil France match is all I care about. So y'all have fun.
Anywho, on to the weekend. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was the weekend. NWSL was back. I don't know if they had a welcome back. What is that? I don't know. But welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. There are results. So, yes. First off, the North Carolina Courage, the underdogs, played the Kansas City Current situation that was vastly missing their starters. And they won. 1-0. Then the Spirits beat somebody's Old Rain 1-0.
Wow. Okay.
And then the Portland Thorns, like, veteran.
Rally. Yeah. Rally.
Welcome to the league, the rookies of Orlando, beat them 4-0. Then Houston and Racing Louisville had a 0-0 draw. Honestly, it should have been goals from both teams. We'll get into that. And then Gotham beat Angel City 2-1.
Yeah. Anywho. Oh, we can touch on these things really quickly. So yeah, those are the score lines. Shout out to Carolyn for balling in the NCC game, even though she didn't get the goal. The winning goal is Jenny Rodman in the Spirit game. That's one good shot they had too. So I won't talk about it.
We will talk about it, but can you continue on?
Okay. Believe Sophia Smith scored, obviously.
Yes.
For Portland. Houston, Louisville is obviously 0-0, and all three players in the Gotham and Ape City game that scored were black. So
yep,
it was a very
wait. In the Portland Thorns, Crystal Dunn assisted them goals.
Oh, from which position?
The midfield position.
Oh, you
had to do that. And sorry. Who was beside her? Sam Coffey. Anyway, yeah. So let's see.
Whoa, what a concept. All right, keep going.
So these games look really preseason-y.
Yeah, it definitely was some heavy touches and some, oh, this is a real game.
Yeah, situation. It's a real game. Yeah, it was a real game.
Oh, we forgot a game.
Who?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago in the Wabe.
Scoreline was Chicago 3-2.
Yeah.
With the goal from Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Oh, and Amir Ali. And
Amir Ali and Jaden Shaw scored. Yes. And Miss Swanson kicked the penalty kick.
Yes. What a day. All right.
So let's see. I don't know. From these games, Kansas City, I hope y'all get healthy. Because, baby, it's going to be a long season otherwise.
Like Dedenia and I think T. Bernardo were back in training, so that's good for them.
Yeah. North Carolina Courage. Okay, I see you. It's interesting. Yeah. Chicago. Chicago is Chicago. They really need to get somebody else to run with one Mal.
They need a second goal scorer. Yes.
Swanson, my bad. My bad. San Diego is interesting. The black people are going to save you, probably.
Yeah, I have a prediction there.
But y'all are running a 4-2-2. I don't know why y'all doing that. Why we
I saw that formation. I was we should have buried that with North Carolina. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. I wouldn't do it. But Casey, you gonna live? You got away with it because Mal Swanson didn't have a partner. You can't be doing that. Good luck to you. They play. Who do they play on Sunday? They play. North Carolina. Lord,
it's a home game.
Don't do that with Caroline out there, man. You don't get got.
Well, I mean, Caroline's gonna eat no matter what.
We're gonna skip your game. We're gonna give you time to talk about your thoughts. Portland, they totally kind of manhandled the Cubs of Orlando. It was they gonna have some defensive growth. It's gonna take time. The goalkeeper, it's gonna be a journey.
It's the whole back line, but that takes time.
Yeah, it's gonna take time. They're gonna have to communicate. They did a lot of growing. It was a growth.
And now Marta's out again.
Oh Lord. Well, y'all playing Asia City next.
They replaced her.
She's on
the national team. So yeah, she hurt her hamstring.
So she ain't gonna be there Sunday. Oh boy. It's gonna be some growing pains, but y'all gonna be all right. Houston and Racing Louisville. Now that was interesting because it was like it should have been Galazzo's styling goals left and right, but none of them went in the net. Uche was balling, so it's not just Mexico.
No,
she was balling. She should have had two at least.
It's almost like players from Liga MX Fem can play and
can ball
the NWSL,
like Maria Sanchez. Oh my God! I mean, yeah. Balling.
Yeah, or Uchenna, and we'll talk in a little bit about another one, another player that was just signed. So yeah,
and then I was gonna say, yeah, Racing Louisville looked pretty decent. I don't know what Mr. Kim's doing because I should never ever see Jessica McDonald having to defend and get cooked like that. Houston, I don't understand why he didn't start. I guess Maria Sanchez was hurt, but that could have been really high volume, but it looked preseasony. And then I guess we can talk about the other two games. So, do you want to talk about your team first? The Washington all-around game?
So, first and foremost, I know Trinity Rodman has back spasms, but I really hope they give her the medicine for the amount of carrying she's going to have to do.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that goal was simply Trinity Rodman's a really good football player. Like, that wasn't statistically... In almost every category, we dominated that game. Our players were angry, and they should have been. I was angry. Listen, you know how I feel about Laura Harvey. I think she gets most things right. I think she's a very good coach. I love the style of football she wants to play, even if it breaks my heart. But two things. One, clearly we have not gotten rid of the bugaboo where we just can't put goals away.
None at all.
And two, what she did for Huerta is wonderful. She's clearly back in the national team picture. She's likely going to be on the plane. What she has made Rose into, particularly defensively, small wonder, honestly. Rose is a dog, and I didn't know that before she got to Seattle. We traded for Sonnet. And Quinn was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make Sonnet a six feels like it might be a bridge too far. even for Laura Harvey.
Woo.
Because when everyone's healthy, we have 2 sixes.
Yes, that's true.
That I'd prefer, quite honestly, because they're sixes. And I think the issue for Sonnet is, right, and it's an adjustment, and maybe she can make it. Maybe it's the first game of the season, and as we keep going, she'll figure it out. But when you play the six, everything's behind you. And she ain't really built for that. Like, she's not built, and she's not a good enough, she's not Julie Ertz, right? She's not Oberdorf. Like, she's not a good enough tackler to get away with not being able to handle people passing you or things being behind you or being able to dictate that middle space. If you're going to make her a six, you've got to put her in a double pivot. And I love Jess Fishlock, but it can't be with Jess Fishlock.
Ooh, Lord.
Like, it's got to be with Quinn or it's got to be with Ola. Like, it can't. It's got to be with the six. And I think Jess Fishlock's an exceptional footballer. But, like, who can play a lot of, play pretty much play anywhere in that midfield and can play on the front line as well. But that's, I don't, that doesn't feel right in my spirit, right? That doesn't feel the way Sophia Huerta moving to right back felt. Doesn't feel, it's not the same thing, because Sophia Huerta at right back still is going to be an attacking player. Mm-hmm. That's still her instinct, mm-hmm. right? And we have Alana Cook next to her, and you have that double pivot to cover the space that she's going to leave when she attacks. You don't, you can't have Sonnet in the middle and Sophia Huerta going forward. It don't work. That's too much work for your center backs. Lou Barnes ain't that young no more. She's still a baller. But, like, yo, you gonna kill Lou Barnes.
Right.
Right? And, okay, you got Sam Hyatt there, right? And I know Sam Hyatt's a good enough center back because she refuses to not start Sam Hyatt, even though only Sonnet's on the national team, which was my fear. My fear was she was going to sit Hyatt. Mm-hmm. So at least she was smart enough not to do that. But I'm just like, why do you have to get her on the pitch?
Well,
like, that doesn't feel like a office directive. That feels like a U.S. soccer directive. Because there's not, you don't have to play her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to start her. You can bring her off the bench if you need to, or spell your cornerback. So cornerbacks, Jesus. Center backs. Like, wow. I saw CB in my head and went to the wrong sport. I'm so distraught. But yeah, I just, and I don't know if Gotham's the team I would do that against.
Next Lord week. Jesus, God bless you.
I wouldn't do it. So I don't know, right? And I also don't know what Quinn's health looks like, though they got called up, so it can't be that bad. Yeah, if Quinn's healthy, you can't. Unless you're going to play them in a double pivot, you can't start signing it. Oof. Like, not right now. We trying to win. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I'm not here to do Blacko's bidding. Like, we trying to win.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got one more year with the OGs. Like, we got to win something. I want a trophy, damn it. I want the championship.
Yeah, you can't, like... Oh, Lord. Like,
yeah, we finish our chances, so...
Yeah.
Wait to me. But, girl, please...
Yeah, put the ball in
it. You have the talent. Like, but please put it in the net. At least shoot. Just shoot. You got it. You got it. You just shoot it. You got it. Yeah, we have, I mean, just again, the chances we miss. Like, they've always come back to haunt us. So hopefully we get some finishing done, and maybe there's one more piece that we need to add during the summer window. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see.
All right. So are we ready to talk about, we went to the opener for Angel City.
Yeah, I can talk about that too.
Okay, so we was there. It was chaos. Actually, I have to, you'll hear in the break, you'll hear some of our little coverage of it. It was so loud. It was really hard to record. But anyway, so yeah, Angel City played Gotham and they rolled out not the lineup that they had during the preseason game. And so we saw Katie Johnson, Alyssa, Claire, June, Savannah. Who else is out there? Allie, Danny Weatherholt, Sarah Gordon, Paige Nilsson, Megan Reed. Did I hit everybody? I think I got everybody. Yes. And so they ran their interesting formation. Initially, it was causing issues for, Gotham. Gotham had Allie Long back starting. They also had Kelly O'Hara returning from her injuries. Yeah. Allie Krieger. Who else back there? Mandy Freeman. They were running a five back. Mandy Freeman. Who else was back there?
It was Mandy, Allie, Kelly.
I'm tripping. It people got rotated in. And then you had Allie
Long, yes. Yasmine Ryan.
Yasmine Ryan. Christy Mewis, Midge, and Lynn. I'm tripping. Yeah. So all that to say, they rolled that out. And I was like, okay, y'all, here we go. How are we going to do this? Anyway.
Brujinha was on the back line.
Brujinha. Yeah. Okay. So they rolled that what they did. Angel City was like attacking early because Alyssa Thompson is fast. It was cooking. Alyssa and Endo, I forgot. Sills had not seen her in person.
I had not.
And yes, Alyssa is fast as hell. And it shook the shit out of everybody. Like, you can see the whole back line of Gotham go, oh my shit.
I made a noise. I rarely make a noise.
And it was funny.
I'm in the press box. I'm trying to be a professional. I made a noise.
It was funny because Allie is such a good defender. It was funny. You could see the look recognition on her face that she got to the spot before Alyssa got there a couple of times. That if Allie's not playing, and then Allie did come out the game because she hurt something in her calf. If she wasn't there in the beginning, Alyssa probably has a couple of goals. And then let's see, she did score a bomb ass goal. That I'm like, okay, Kristen Press Jr. Just kicked it out the side of the box. And then we had the visions of VAR appear. where he took away Endo's bomb chip because Abby Smith kept coming out.
So to quote the Ebony Navidad, VAR was used correctly all three times. That does not mean they made the correct call. Yes. That first call was not a foul.
Yeah, that was not a foul.
I would argue O'Hara dove.
Yeah, O'Hara dove. I would argue after Andy. I mean, my bad. Lord Jesus. After Danny Weatherholt avoided went
she
around.
She fielded the Kelly. Ball. Which
yeah,
is
she fielded the ball. Yeah, Kelly jumped at her foot. But in replay on a VAR, similar to what happened with Deanne Rose and Tierna Davidson.
Olympics. That's a good reference. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it looked like in real time, if you actually move before, you see that wasn't no foul. But if you actually started from that quotation of a foul, it looks like a foul. But in real time, if you actually watch the whole thing, it's not. That's basically what happened. So a callback, a bomb play. It was never going to be called a foul. So I was like, that's not, doesn't seem like, yes, in theory, yeah, you called. But didn't seem like the right use of that at that point. I wanted to say that got called back. So it was 1-0. Angel City proceeded to miss a bunch of chances. A certain midfielder was not midfielding as they needed to. And they weren't passing the ball. And this year is kind of worse in a sense for me from the point of Angel City because everybody's fast. Everybody's in this system. They let a bunch of players go who didn't fit, but now everybody's super fast. But in one thing in particular, they switch formations, but it becomes apparent when people aren't necessarily a fit. A particular player, Savannah, was not like moving how she needed to in the capacity of the system. So chances that where they could have like really pounced on Gotham in the first half, they should have came out of the first half probably 4-0, 3-0 at minimal. They didn't, and so it blew up them in the second half. So then Midge and Lynn did what they did. Like, Midge and Lynn were cooking all game.
And I think it was a tale of two halves as well. Like, I thought Angel City played much better football in the first half. And again, we have similar issues. Finishing chances matter.
Yes.
You had defenders shooting like defenders, which is not what you really want.
I'm glaring at you. Yes.
I'm sorry. Listen, I know the pain. Intimately. It's
or terrible. Even defenders jumping in front of forwards to try to shoot a ball. That if the forward, this happened twice. I mean, on the replay we watch it, it happened. Simone could have had two goals in the second half. But communication. Yeah. It's really communication. It's begin first game. Okay, it happens. Yeah. But
and again, for as exciting as some of the games were, there are 21 more games for every single team. Like, it's not You cannot write an entire season narrative off of week one.
Oh,
I would just like to remind people, Olo Reign lost the exact same game last year and won the shield. So y'all be all right. Like, it's fine. It's whatever. And I hope my team is pissed. Then, hey, listen, that might be a that might be Gotham's issue. I don't know. We'll see. I actually think that'll be a good game. But
yeah, because Gotham looked way better. They got an organized midfield.
People got jokes. They really missed Ali Long.
Yeah, they missed Ali Long. They look stable.
Nice Wonger's good, by the way.
Yes, Nice Wonger's good.
Nice Wonger is a good player.
Lynn and Midge were cooking for real. So I was already like, they're going to score. One of them, both of them are going to score. And both of them scored. I was like, one of them or both of them are going to score. However the hell they're going to score. Like, we need to be scoring more points.
Was that a pin?
So actually on the replay.
I'm asking you. I don't
okay, know. So on the replay, what happened is, it's a funny thing where DD missed her. But when, was that Narswanger or was it... what's her name? Gunswire, whatever. She basically, so Dee Dee missed her, but when she was jumping over Dee Dee, she kicked Dee Dee in the face. That's why Dee Dee was like reached at her face. And we went back and looked at that and we were like, oh, she kicked her in the face, but it looked like on replay because VAR that Dee Dee slammed her head into her leg, but she literally kicked Dee Dee in the face. Trying to jump over as Dee Dee missed her completely. And so that was not really a penalty, but I mean, it's VAR, that's what's going to happen. And then, I mean, people could have got red cards. It is what it is. But honestly, if they would have put the balls in the net, despite the two goals, they would have won the game or at least drew. So
it should have probably been a draw. Like that game was one team is better in the first half. One team is better. In the second.
Yeah. It should have been a draw.
That would have been a fair result.
Yeah.
This is the first game where VAR really kind of became the star of the show.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, this is where you get the bad VAR. I mean, you had interested refereeing, but this is where it's like, oh, Lord. And then when they're playing, they get Chesky next week. So it's like, I don't know. Both teams look way better. I will say that.
Yeah. I think both teams will be better. I picked both teams to make the playoffs. So I need them to not make me look too foolish here. And I think. What I would say to you if you're an Angel City fan. One, you just made a signing this week that I think is very good.
What's up, Scarlett? Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I think continuing our I think Liga and Mekki Finn players can play anywhere conversation. I think Scarlett Camberos is a very good football player. I think she will be good for Angel City.
And she's going to be nice in the system, baby. Woo-wee.
Yeah. And... the truth is you're not healthy yet, right? Like, you have very big pieces missing. And when those pieces come back, I'm very scared. Like,
wouldn't it be?
Think it's an interesting... I'm really surprised no other team has kind of done it this way. Like, you're essentially just going to be tracking at FC, right? Good on the ball with it, right? Particularly as long as that midfield position isn't as stable as it could be. We'll see what happens, you know, in the coming weeks. The trade window's open for a little less than a month. But if that's how it's going to be played, you can almost use your front line as the midfield, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're able to have Madison, for instance, who I thought was really good as a six.
She was.
As a sub. If Madison Hammond can play the six, then that at least allows you to pull Danny Weatherholt up. Now, is Danny Weatherholt a world beater on the ball? No, she is not. But she can keep
it. She don't get in the way.
She don't get in the way. Danny Weatherholt isn't going to be a world beater on the ball, but she can keep the ball moving. And then you can either play around with Camberos or Endo, who can carry the ball, or even that front line of Thompson. And then when she gets back, Press, or even Emsley, to an extent, can carry that ball forward. So until that midfield piece is there, and I imagine they're going to get it either now or in the summer, there's a way to work around that, and there's enough speed on that front line. Not that it doesn't matter that you don't have the mid, but like you can work around that until that part is sort of figured out. And getting Camberos in particular buys you some time. it buys you some time. And she's a very good footballer. And again, she'll play even when you get those pieces. But yeah, I think you're a midfielder away. We'll see what it looks like. You might be a coach away. We'll see.
Yeah, because from a coaching standpoint, again, if subs are made, there were subs.
There were. Now that is something she did.
That was an evolution. Now, but we kept Savannah McCaskill. She has to, okay, if she's going to be on the field, you can't play her 90 minutes. Right now, it's looking like you might need to only play her 60, 50, 45, if that. Because she's disrupting the flow, and there was literally a pass pattern chart that literally is showed it.
The stats did not help that.
And additionally, if you're going to do that, you can't then have Paige Nielsen struggling back there. Because I don't know what's going on with Jasmine Spencer. Not having Jasmine Spencer out there to help Sarah Gordon deal with Midge Parson and Lynn Williams was crazy. Yeah,
I think you have to do an either or situation there, yeah. Right? Like, I think, like, for instance, and Katie Johnson was up top.
Yes.
But I don't think you can play McCaskill and Johnson. Like, you've got to make a choice there. And I agree with you. I don't think Savannah McCaskill is a bad player. I think if you're going to do track meet FC stuff, she's not for that system. Yeah. Like, that's not her game.
And I mean, even when we come back to Katie did really good non-hold-up play. But the issue with her playing with McCaskill is McCaskill was not dropping back as a six. And so it was interesting watching them try to communicate with each other with Dan to be like, I'm going forward. You need to go back. Part of the issue was Savannah wasn't dropping back as the dual six to jump into space. So there would be huge gaps that even what got Megan Reed out of place, and she would try to go cover. And then you dealing with Mitch Person Lynn running around. Oh, and Yasmin Ryan. Like, if Yasmin Ryan could kick the ball, it was a forward, a striker, it would have been done for Angel City. Because she had a couple of chances that went over the net.
The thing is, right, I don't think you can talk talent level, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think McCaskill's game is wholly dissimilar to Horan's, right? Like, I think Horan's a better passer, right? But the idea that you can ask them to stay back, but instinctually they're always going to go forward. Like, they're not disciplined enough to sit back for 90, nor should they be. They are attacking players.
But you can't then expect Savannah to play a double pivot with Danny Weatherholt and demand that she maintain space. I mean, because this is where it was a confusion of why you didn't play Madison Hammond to then legit sit there and cover the ground. Or if you were going to do this, if Jasmine Spencer was a healthy scratch, why? Because Jasmine covers ground too that you needed with Sarah Gordon. By the way, Sarah Gordon's back. She was out here.
And pox on your house for the people who said Sarah Gordon had a 48 speed.
Son.
Rating on FIFA. You lie.
Did Andre make the clip of where she tracked down Midge Parson, booted that shit
at the very end of the half? Yeah.
She booted it, almost killed Christina Aguilera. She almost hit her upside the head when she
did. She almost hit Christina Aguilera. That's very funny. The one defender I think can keep up with Alyssa Thompson plays on her team.
Yeah.
Like that's what that is.
Oh yeah.
And again, we'll talk about that because Alyssa Thompson also scored her first official NWSL goal on a banger. But I mean, like, just a moment. I thought Angel City's trade for her was perfectly reasonable. I think she's that kind of good, but I'm also in Los Angeles and I know what's up, right? And I ain't even been here that long and I know. but I hadn't seen that in person. I have not seen Kylian Mbappe in person. I imagine he's that type of fast.
Yeah, probably.
Lynn Williams was on that pitch. Alyssa's faster.
Yeah, and Lynn had to literally, it got to a point, Lynn had to go chase her.
Yeah, like, that is the fastest thing I've seen in women's soccer with my own eyeballs in person. Yeah. Like, that might not be the fastest person, right? I haven't seen Deani. There's people I haven't seen who clearly have the speed. But man alive, and she's good on the ball.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually lose it a whole lot.
Yeah.
Her biggest issue is, and Lynn had to figure this out, right? She's almost going to have to slow her run.
Yes. Until she
can at least until Kristen Press gets back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she's literally like a miniature Kristen Press. It was funny. You could see players go.
She's faster, but Kristen can keep up with her.
Yeah. She's faster than Kristen, but how she moves and stuff, you could see the defenders, particularly the older ones, looking like, who are you? What are you?
I know Allie Krieger got hurt, but part of me wants to believe she just sat down. She's like, I ain't doing this.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this shit.
Because literally, literally, I could see the foot look on Allie's face like, what the fuck? Like, literally, yeah. Allie had to jump.
Because
the one person who can kind of hang with Kristen if she's healthy is Allie Krieger. And even then, she would be like you have to, because Kristen is an intelligent player, you have to know how to beat the spot. If you're not going to beat her, you better get there before she gets there. So she literally had to like clear balls that everybody else was like, you had people ball watching. Kelly was up there, leaked on, got yeeted to the side. And like, yeah, only Allie was able to really hang. And when Allie got hurt, they had to like make changes. Like, yeah, Alyssa is her.
There was a very... Oh, yeah, Alyssa Thompson is her. Like, there is a reason all of this is around her. Like, and you know I don't think U.S. soccer get a lot right. You know I don't. They know who she is. Like, that one might be the best of them all when all is said and done.
Yeah.
You can quote me on that. Trent and Sophia are very good. That might be the best of them all. She really might. But there was a very real moment about halfway through the first half where there were 3 to 4 white jerseys around her at all times. Like, I was just like, it took half of a half for them to be like, okay, you're going to have to at least triple team that. Like,
yeah. And she was still clicking.
And she still had, she still had some freedom, right? And I called it before the season started in the round table. I think June Ndo's going to have a hell of a year for club and country. Like, I think that kid is special too. Like, and again, she's really young.
Yeah.
Shout out for going back to the hairstyle. I appreciate that. We're not gonna talk about it. Don't talk about it. But yeah, I think that's a really fun combination. I really do. And so again, I think y'all will be fine. I also think Gotham will be fine.
Yes.
I think the trade for Ryan was very smart. I think people forgot who Kristen Edmonds is.
Yeah.
Abby Smith though. Woo, you playing that Sarah B game, baby. Woo.
Abby stressed me out. I'm like, sister, homegirl, please.
She's going to get chipped again. She's going to get chipped again.
I was like, because there was literally about 20-something minutes in, it was like Ndo and Alyssa were trying to chip her. And I'm like, Abby, don't do that.
It's a dangerous game to play. And I get having to cheat a little bit because if you have a player that fast, you have to do that.
Yeah.
But that's a dang, and she does that a lot. Like, that's a dangerous game to play. You got to get back.
You got to get back.
She got beat. She got beat. Var saved her on that one. She got beat.
Var saved you. But yeah.
I think, but you know, shout out. Obviously, we'll do superlatives, but Black players balled this week, man.
Yeah. We ain't doing superlatives now. Well, hold up. We will do superlatives later because we ain't got the stuff.
I know.
We're going to take a little brief break and then we're going to come back.
We're gonna do this together. We're going to be on this journey together because I don't know what's happening either.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do hits and wrists and we're going to do a special little hits or something when we come back, but we're going to listen to some clips briefly of the ones that you could hear from the game. Hey, y'all. Yo, Alyssa Thompson just scored a banger. Alyssa Thompson just scored a banger, y'all. God damn.
I ain't never seen nothing that fast on the pitch.
Man.
I ain't never seen nothing that fast on the pitch. What the fuck?
So that's Kylian Mbappe right there.
That's little Kylian right there.
God damn. Woo. Now don't be giving up no goals though.
That's a can't miss.
That's a number one.
That's a can't miss.
That's a generational talent.
That's a can't. That.
Golly. Yo, and then it like fell perfectly over the line. It like fell perfectly over the fucking line. Well, I'm talking to myself. It fell perfectly over the line. It was an amazing goal. I don't think y'all fucking understand. People were hyping the press box. Not white. Yeah, hold on.
Y'all, Sky cut me off on the thing. That's messed up. Listen. I've seen a lot of stuff with my own eyeballs in my life. Well, I needed to see it for myself. Can I get a moment? She outran Lynn Williams. I just need y'all to know that.
In the ball.
I have not seen Kylian Mbappe in person, and I imagine that's about as fast as that is. But holy shit, I ain't never seen nothing that fast in my life on a pitch. And I've seen Kristen Pressman. Like, that is, that girl, that one's built different. And there's another one coming.
Yeah.
And I think the little one's meaner is what I've heard.
Yeah.
She's a CDM,
and that's why she's a defender.
Yeah, she's a CDM. Angel City did not give up too much for Alyssa Thompson. They might have underpaid.
Yeah. She opened.
Track Meet FC is living up to the hype, and they don't even have everybody back yet.
Yeah, they keep switching formations, so, Gotham is messed up. I told you this shit. They keep switching these formations.
And honestly, Ali Krieger getting hurt probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because she's the speediest defender they have. So.
Yeah. Because literally, Ali had to go clean up.
Lynn and Ali were flanking her, basically, to cover it. Oh, there's Snow the Product. How was that performance, guy?
Snow the Product.
Full neck tat. I see why they pushed
back. Yeah, I mean, wait, pause. She played how... How will you do it? And yeah,
it was not the clean version.
It was the clean version. I was living my life. I couldn't turn up like I should have. But yeah,
the children learned some languages.
They learned some cussing in Espanol and English. It was amazing. I got my life.
But I think everybody now knows Alyssa Thompson is here.
Yes.
I think they're aware.
And on that note, we gonna stop. Right. And we're back. Oh, we're back.
I'm as a Noel. Turn me up.
Yeah, wait, that's her.
Am I on? I'm on. That's too loud.
My bad.
A little less, ma'am. My eardrums. I need them for school. Thank you. As an OL Reign fan, I'm scared.
I saw that coming. I knew she was gonna get choked.
I'm scared.
I knew she was gonna get choked.
I'm real scared.
I knew she was gonna get choked.
We got Miss Holland as a six. I'm scared of shit right now. Track Meet FC don't even got all this track stars yet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when Kristen Press come back?
Oh, fuck. And Sydney LaRue with an angle.
And Scarlett.
Oh shit. Yeah, I saw the chip coming. So first of all, I saw that chip coming.
I think y'all took a lot of the hate personally. That's what this feels like.
They saw the chip coming. Now you can chip DD in theory. I'm concerned, but
and Katie Johnson can actually play midfield, so there you go.
Yeah, that's the See the problem for Gotham currently is Gotham is kind of discombobulated because Angel City is switching formations.
People, this is a different team.
Yeah. Oh, pass the mic for trouble.
Healthy, fully healthy Angel City should scare you. That's it.
Hello.
Hello. So they breathe.
Brief. Walls last off because people are booing. Because it's rough and terrible.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have to get an escort out. I couldn't see it from behind, so I don't know if that was a pin, and I didn't look to see a replay.
Yeah.
It should have probably been 2-2 though.
Yeah.
Like I thought that's off. It was a soft foul call on that goal. And if you chip the keeper, you should get it should count. I'm sorry.
Right.
And Abby plays a dangerous game.
Yeah, I don't know what Abby's doing. Abby can't be doing that, jumping on a goal like that. That was the ref can't be this bad if we don't do VAR. It's like you might as well not have had VAR.
Yeah, this game was a ride. Like, I thought the penalty was a penalty.
Yeah, that first penalty was a penalty. But if that's a penalty, then that should have been at a penalty at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell if it was just outside the box or not, but, like, to not even look at it is a little odd.
Wait, let's bring it back. This game, Angel City could have straight up won this game. They're going to have to deal with the midfield. You're going to have to
fix the issue that is the issue that was the issue last year, you're going to have to fix it.
Yeah. They need to fix their midfield, and Gotham can't play certain defenders. That's sort of my takeaway from that.
Gotham can't take what?
They can't play certain defenders.
Yes.
The game, they got better in the second half for a reason. But Country's going to take them, so do with that what you want.
But more so, it was Angel City could have capitalized on chances. If you just send a certain, midfielder, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're going to do, because particularly when that midfielder, or even if the midfield, if they're gassed, they're leaving gaps open. And so that's how, it's like forgetting that Lynn Williams and Mitch Parks exist is the wildest thing I've ever seen. Thank God if he wasn't playing tonight. That's it. We'll talk later. Bye.
Hey, bye.
And we're back. All right.
Hey.
All right. So, the last episode, was this the last episode? It wasn't the last episode. It was the episode you wasn't here. He was in New York. The episode was titled 21 something Rich Flex.
Oh yeah. Can you get something for that? Oh.
So there are people who were trying to make chance for one Alyssa Thompson. It's important hitting the hits and riffs. Look, I always say this.
I don't have to do this. That's not my team.
But you don't have to do, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just like, chill. So everybody can overcomplicate chance, but something that we'll dive into a little bit with some black people in the near future. It's easy to make a chant, and particularly with this one from Rich Flex, you know, people want to try to use the Rich Flex because 21, I mean, Addison Hammond was like, okay, do something for me. You know, in the last episode, that episode, you heard Erica like make a reference to that. But it's easy to take the lyrics and flip it to do something right. So let's explore that a little bit. Just a little quick, little sample, real quick. Hold on for a second. So, hold on. Where are we at? Are we ready?
Yeah.
To be entertained?
Sure.
Do you hear that?
I can hear it. Yes.
Oh, you know, you just take the little beat. Oh. Let's go. Hey. 21. Can you do something for me? Can you hit a little Rich Flex for me? 21. Can you do something for me? Kick some bombs in the net and stump for me. 21. Can you do something for me? Score some goals and hit your dance for me. 21. Do your thing. 21. Do your thing. Hey, okay. But that's an example of a chant. Yeah, that was fine.
Well, you asking a whole lot.
But hold on. Be easy. Now, you wouldn't do it completely like this. We will delve into how you would do this later with some examples. But that's a little
crazy. I just think you have a lot of faith in people.
Whoa. You're not going to do it completely like that. Yes, because that's complicated. But with chants, though, it's similar to, there's like a Chris impression that's to the Biz Markie song. What's that? I'm Just a Friend?
Yeah, you say, you, yeah.
Baby,
I know you.
So you have the recognition of what Rich Flex is, but whatever. Yes, it's going to be simplistic. We're going to dive into it a little bit, but that's a little chant making. I had to do that. Shout out to you, 21. You keep balling, pimping. But anyway, it's that time. We're going to give y'all superlatives later. Did you have a favorite goal of the week, though? I mean, that Trinity goal was fine in the celebration, but
I was trying not to. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But also, but I mean,
the Thompson goal was pretty good, though.
That was pretty good. That was phenomenal. If y'all weren't in the stadium, I can't even describe, like,
very loud.
It was loud. But I'm trying to think. There were other would-be's that would have been dope.
I mean, the chip would have been it.
That chip. Yeah, the chip. I was like, she gonna get chipped.
Should have counted just for audacity, but okay. Yeah,
the audacity, it was phenomenal. I'm trying to think. There was a UJ would have had a bomb ass goal, but missed. Yeah. I mean, there is a pretty delegates were out here, they was living their life, making us proud. I want to say 8 black people scored this weekend. And so we out here. Just keep in mind, like we told you, the black people are coming. Nah, they're here. So let's get into some hits and riffs. Are we ready?
You should go first.
I knew you were going to do that. All right.
Yeah, that's cool. Sure.
All right. So am I doing all of them first?
That's up to you.
Okay. Are you? Hold on.
I have songs, but I'm asking you. It's up to you.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go with me first. So, my is it really old school? I mean, I got some hits and whatever. It's all going to be old because I'm old. All right.
Okay.
So, my first one, we finally made a playlist. It's not my fault. People didn't give me answers quickly. Don't do that. So, shout out to you, Angela. I hope you like the playlist. It keeps updating. People keep adding stuff to the playlist. So, always check. You can see the bomb playlist. It's on the LinkedIn. It's on the link tree. But anyway, somebody put Pastor Troy. Somebody named Ebony Navidad. I know y'all thinking some of them Atlanta songs are mine. Actually, I didn't put them on there. That was Ebony Navidad. But Vice Versa by Patrick Troy.
I don't know what we were saying.
Pastor Troy. Don't do that. Vice Versa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Where's that? Okay, all right. That's not where I was looking for.
Well. All right.
My other song, so Rage Against the Machine, they're one of my favorite bands of all time. That's actually why I started learning to play bass. That's how I started. Yes. I started playing bass. I love all their songs. They are better live than in studio, which is wild. Anyway, let's get it.
I can't believe somebody was like, I can't believe Rage Against the Machine's politics. I'm like, what do you think the machine they raging against is?
Pause. You talk about when these fools thought that they could. I'm like,
it's right. What do you think the machine is? It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, I can't believe the machine wouldn't let me use their music. Dog, you are the machine. What the fuck?
You are literally the machine.
I'm like, do y'all actually read their lyrics?
No, one of my favorite songs. They clearly don't.
Wait, what's that song?
Well, it's like people who think Born in the USA is patriotic. It's really not a patriotic song at all.
Right.
That is not what Springsteen was talking about.
You're in a boomerang, got bars on bars on bars on bars on bars about liberation and shit that, like, it kills me when people who don't understand how militant the shit Rage Against the Machine was, like, yeah.
Well, you are the is, machine. Always
will be. Like, dog. Like, no. Year of the Boomerang is one of my favorites. But anyway, that was two of my songs. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I have songs. I guess loosely this is old school, new school. So my old school ones are Free, Wait, and No Place to Break. What We Do, Freeway.
What the hell? Like, hold on, man. Hold on.
You want me to go in order? Okay.
No, so what wait, we do
is Freeway. Just a college bop. Yes. A lot of car rides in college. Good time. That real shit.
We still hustle till the sun come up. Tackle 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. All right, before we start.
Very Philly. Sorry, it's a very Philly moment. And then RIP to the GOAT, Always and Forever. I learned from the best because it's a petty song, Whitney Houston. I'm feeling petty this week. I'm feeling petty. This is her Bob error. Yes, let's go.
All right, we about to get hit with the copyright.
Yeah.
All right, so then back to me. So,
okay.
Then my other song. So, I don't know why I hadn't put Brian McKnight on somebody's playlist. But
wow.
Anytime.
Oh, Lord.
This is dedicated to you, girl.
No,
out there.
All right.
If you listening.
All right.
Anytime. You can call me.
Wow. That's wow. All right. What's your song, man?
Like for real. And then my other one is Butter Love. I'm trying to be finding where is my wife at so I can sing this song. Somebody throw a coat on me, a cape at the karaoke.
You got the love.
That's why I'm butter. That's right. All right. That's it. Hello.
All right. So my last two are New School. Worth the Wait.
I've done this song. But oh, yes, I love this song. Hold on.
Okay, my fault. Worth the Wait, Jadena and Suan Kuti. Son of Fela Kuti. If you do not know who Fela Kuti is, I am sorry for you. And then, yeah.
Anyway, one of my favorite songs. Sorry.
It just hits right away. And then I have Toast by Coffee.
Toast by Coffee.
There you
go. Hey, yay.
Yeah, I've been in the Afrobeat lately. I don't know. And it's not a bad thing to be.
Go on with it. Go on with it. Hey. All right.
That's that. Those are deep, like, spiritual roots beats that just, I feel it. I feel connected. All right.
Well,
I don't know. I've been on a kick lately. That's why. I want a
quality Afro beats playlist, y'all.
I don't know who you talk to about that.
Y'all keep being like, me and then figure it out. I'm like, y'all, I need a quality. I don't need no Spotify because Spotify don't be hidden like it used to.
True story.
But I'm trying to find me quality playlist. If somebody got one, send one to the account. Anywho. Okay. What are we going to do? Is there anything you need to rant about?
I'm sure there's plenty of things in life I could rant about. I don't want to hear politicians talking anymore. This is past time. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Our babies are dying. Are being murdered. They're not dying. They're being murdered. Because you think guns are more important than our children. So, fuck y'all. Do something. That's one. Two, I guess, slight rave. Not that I trust the system, but you got indicted, mother. You got indicted.
All right. So did that feel good? How are you feeling?
It felt a little good. It felt a little good. I'm not gonna lie.
That's funny.
I'm not a good person. I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, I have thoughts. I'm not gonna say it. Mom said, you had nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself.
Oh, look at you remembering that right
now. Karma. Karma is it like the brother said, karma. That's what you get.
Karma.
Ah, got your ass. And then I guess a rant. Can y'all tweet Californians, can you please drive better? Please.
Oh Lord.
If you have a Harley Davidson, you cannot ride in between two cars.
The amount of terrible driving I've dealt with this week.
Y'all are stressing me out. You cannot, if you're on a Harley Davidson, your car is as big as a car. Your motorcycle is big as a car. You can't go between two cars.
I played some gospel this week. That's where we were.
You cannot go 50, 60 miles an hour if there's puddles of water on the street. You're going to hydroplane. Also, I have a shout to the meteorologists. Y'all, we got to discern between light rain and torrential downpour. I was row-rowing my boat to work, my car to work twice this week. Because we're talking about some light rain. And thankfully, I go to work early because I was thinking, like, this is going to be a disaster if I had left any later. Literally, there was a point I almost had to turn back around and go home. Because it was, like, flash flooding. Please. Can we just be spring? Can we not rain? But anyway.
Yeah.
My wife, yeah. Definitely Trump. He getting sent on to the courthouse. Can't wait. Tuesday's gonna be wild. But other shout outs. Shout out to one Christina.
Yes. Oh, we're doing shout outs. I was gonna do one more quick.
Oh, all right. Go. Before we get to go, get yeah.
Come on, you blues. All right, I'm done.
Oh, did we want to talk about that? So the Chelsea won. Ooh. They beat the Lyon. People was emotional. People was a wreck. I thought this was gonna fuck up the recording, but they beat them. Lauren James was balling. If you're a patron, you'll know about Lauren James balling because we're going to talk about her extensively this month. And then I was going to say that was a pretty good game. All the other games, it's all these people. Champions League is in full swing. So kudos to you if you made it. Let's see. The best, maybe the, will the Chelsea win this year? We shall see.
I don't make those predictions.
But shout out to y'all people who won things. Also, shout out to Shades of Blue for having us on the early morning Easter podcast. It was Easter. Well, what was not Easter? The sunrise service that wasn't Easter. That was dope. Nice talking to all y'all. And then, yeah. What else do we need to say? Shout outs. So, shout out to Christina.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Getting the Adobe.
Yes.
So, shout out to you.
For real. Congrats. Doing the damn thing.
I think we already talked about Newbie and L doing things. We can't say that one, I guess.
I don't feel comfortable saying that.
Can't say that. Sills has something. We'll shout about it. You'll hear about it for real next episode. And if you don't hear about it from us, from me, you're gonna definitely hear about it from Diaspora United, because they know. But anyway, you will hear there are great things in the works. We do have our next episode is actually a round table that is pretty dope.
Yes.
We've done with Black supporters and Black supporter groups. And so it's gonna be really real, raw and uncut. So get ready for that. And it's going to launch a series of diving into community building and that will be the preview of things we have coming during the course of the season. Cause we bought that action, boss.
Yes.
Other than that, wait, when are you going out of town? When are you going out of country?
Not till the 15th.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought it's like that's the last episode before you go out of the country. But anyway. Y'all
I'll
hear
be
more
back for the next games. That's fine.
Yeah, y'all hear more. Ooh. Y'all play the Challenge Cup on the 19th? What if two people reappear when Angel City plays y'all? We'll discuss that when we get there. But anyway, shout out to the 2 Cents family.
I won't be here for that, so it's fine.
2 Cents. 2 Cents, yes. FC, and the show.
All y'all.
Can I Kick It, Dream of Freedom, For the Culture United, Walking 90, Kaya Esquire. Shout out also to Diaspora United. Shout out to the street team.
Yeah.
W Georgia JG, Roommate Alex, Ebony Navidad, Michaela. And then, hold on. Who do we have? We got a new member.
Yeah.
One Maya.
What up, Maya?
Representing for DC. Welcome to the squad. Welcome to the crew.
Yes.
Autumn sets up. And then shout out to our sponsors and patrons.
Yes.
Gapa Sports, Carolyn Nettles.
Yes.
And, you know, you can follow us on all the little Apple Tunes, Apple whatever's the...
Y'all know where we are.
you know where we are. You know where we be. So on that note, this was a short episode, allegedly. Was it a short episode? Let me look at this.
Kinda, yeah.
Kinda, sorta. Look at us, under an hour. Not really. But anyway, what we gonna do? We gonna stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
Make sure the Black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
Have a great week. Like I said, you'll hear about games kind of sort of on the, you'll probably hear about it more so probably on the patrons, if you're a patron. But yeah, next episode is an episode that needed to happen a long time ago. And that, you're going to hear about some supporter groups and some things about being Black in the soccer space. So get ready. Peace.
Peace.